Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Oh, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally Your Squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Yeah, whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe. Giraffe. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the-right-seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out devilradio927.com.
Won't buy a ticket. It's hard to just stop when you're spinning around.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Hello, Oshkosh, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Wausau, Waukesha, and in Madison tonight. Amory, I'm so excited. Lake Air followed me on Twitter. Amory, Carol, has become like my magical place that I want to go where everything is going to be wonderful.
Oh. Okay.
I have no reason for that except it just thinking about it makes me happy.
Well, then you should go. Then you should go. And you know what? If it's as magical as you say, you pass that along to me and maybe we'll just make a road trip ourselves.
It's,
you and me.
It's a cruise. It's north of the Twin Cities, so it's a ways up there, but I think it would definitely be worth
it. Listen, I got nothing but time.
Hey, we're going to do a little switch. Our guest, Elsie Flynard, the mayor of Podcast Town, we expected in studio. There has been a snafu, but we are very fortunate to be joined by your friend.
Yes, Lynn is the executive director of Hawes. I always pronounce your last name wrong. I know I shouldn't, Lynn, but I do. So just make me clear on how you say it.
It's Olenek.
Olenek. See, I always want to say Olenek, and that's wrong, and I know it's wrong. But so, Lynn, first of all, I want to say thank you to Lynn, because I wouldn't have my Beauregard if it wasn't for Lynn. And Beauregard has been a joy to my life for the past 7 years. We have just been so grateful to have him. Now, you've had a very interesting couple of days, Lynn.
Yeah, the last, well, I guess it's only been 24 hours, 36 hours, have been hectic and I guess rewarding because everybody's safe. And it was a routine flight in of animals from down south. And, you know, it didn't end up being anything but routine.
So, what did they explain what happened? Because I think that the details have been a little sketchy. So, they got caught in this weather pattern, and did their equipment fail, or what happened that brought this plane down into this golf course in such a catastrophic way?
Well, my understanding, and this is all conjecture, is that they were in line, ready to land on the runway. Everything was going along. And then, you know, the plane itself had something happened. And the pilots, they're heroes. They were able to get the nose back up and glide in across the golf course rather than, you know, I mean, it was more an emergency landing than a plane crash.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I mean, from all the catastrophic things that could have happened, from there being lakes in the area to freeways in the area to buildings, someone certainly was looking out for our animals and these people.
Yeah, it's incredible, Lynn, because there were three people on board, suffered minor injuries. Most of the dogs I know have been checked out. Did they all check out okay?
It's really interesting because a number of the crates that the dogs were in were pretty mangled, and a number of the dogs, I guess five or six maybe, had gotten out of crates, and it was such a team effort. The guys on the golf course and the deputies who were first on scene, there's pictures of them with puppies stuffed in their jackets and getting animals stuffed into cars where they would be safe. While, you know, chaos ensues, I guess, is the only way you can say it. And they, you know, from the golf course to the emergency personnel, we had four or five total shelters waiting at the airport for the transport when they were told that they're where the plane had you know, emergency landed, and they all rerouted there, and, you know, everybody was able to get the animals together. We had our veterinarian heading on site, but decided to pull her back to where it was warm, and they did all the triage in the building and were able to, you know, look at just a couple of minor injuries, mostly scrapes, some bumps and bruises, and from what we could tell, there was no head trauma, no broken bones, and, you know, they basically, you know, we dodged a big one here.
I don't think, because I helped you unload a plane from Houston once upon a time, and let me just say, I'm up for that again if you ever need any a volunteer from me. I don't think people realize how many times you do this, Lynn, at Hawes.
Well, all of the shelters in the north and in the northeast, and some of them even in the west coast, Oregon, Seattle, we have good control over our population through spay and neuter. Therefore, there's families that are happy to take on animals. And in the south, it's not necessarily the same case where we're able to, you know, give these animals an opportunity. And there are a lot of national organizations that help with transports, whether it be by air or whether it be by large van. And we do one or two air transports a month, and those animals get dispersed among, the Elmer Humane Society, Washington County, Jefferson County, Lakeland. There's a number of shelters that go in with that, so that one shelter isn't getting 50 animals. One shelter, you know, we're splitting the loads so that everybody's getting what they can handle. So this happens on, you know, this is routine, you know, on airplanes coming in with animals for us, coming over to Cripes Field because we're right across the street. It just is, we're a good central location. So it's at least once a month.
Once or twice a month. I had no idea that it was that frequent. And I definitely knew that there is just a different attitude in some parts of the country about whether or not to spay or neuter your animals. And I'm grateful, I guess, that we are able to take them and find good homes for them. By the way, we're talking to Lynn Olenek. She's the executive director for Hawes, Humane Animal Welfare Society, based right here in Waukesha. And we're talking about that plane crash, emergency landing, as Lynn pointed out, that happened yesterday with three people on board and about 53 dogs that were heading to Hawes. I know, Lynn, when something like this breaks in the news, and it was on national news last night, I saw it in ABC World Tonight, everybody wants to adopt these dogs. But you always have pets that need adoption, right?
Yes, we always do. It's always the young and the cute that get to go home. But there are a number of people out there who are more than willing to take on some of the older, more challenged dogs or cats. And those are always in the shelters and often overlooked. These guys have a story that people know. They know the backstory. So, you know, they're media darlings at this point in time. And what we hope, too, is that people will look at them and say, okay, but, you know, this little old beagle that's here next to them needs the home, too, and we'll come and take the beagle. You know, there's always animals available, you know, for adoption throughout all of Wisconsin.
Well, and I was looking at your website, and it's is it Hawes.org? Hawspets.org. Hawspets.org. Right. Yeah, I was looking at your website for some of the adoptables, and there is a wonderful older dog that looks like a walking mop that just speaks, that just calls to me.
Yeah, and actually, that walking mop, we have a groomer who's going to donate services to get the walking mop less mopish. And, you know, I mean, we can't say that it's just their organization. It's the community of animal lovers here. You know, we have groomers volunteer their time. We have veterinarians who come and help out. We have people who come walk dogs and train dogs. It's more a community operation to care for the animals than just, you know, Hawes as an entity.
Now, let me ask you about the adoption process, not just for what you call the media darlings, but for anybody that's being, you know, held right now at Hawes, because it has changed a little bit. Can you just walk in and take a look? You have to make an appointment, don't you?
We prefer if people send an application in ahead of time so that that kind of cuts down on some of the time involved for everyone. And that application is available online. A lot of people will look online and write on their application that they would specifically like to see Fluffy. And that's good for us to know as well. And then we do try to make appointments where we can, but we have open viewing every day, Monday through Friday from 1 to 5, and then on the weekends from 11 to 3. So people can come in and take a look, and they can still do things that way. But it's with the world from COVID, trying to keep better control over volume in the building, we found that having appointments really helps to speed things up.
Okay. And, you know, I do want people to check out your website just because it's so interesting. It's not just dogs and cats. I mean, you have rabbits and you have birds and you have rats even, you know. I mean, you've got a myriad of animals that people can come in and take to a forever home, right?
Yeah, ferrets. I know I've got two turtles right now that would really like to go home. They're some of our longest-term residents. You know, we have a number of different things. And we also, we're not just about adoption. We do a lot of education programs for people here. I'm going to have a dog bark here for a second. We do a lot of educational programs for people in the community, for kids, trying to keep them on the path of humane values. And that's 50% of our mission. It goes much farther in the community than just adopting animals.
No, it is. And you know what? It really is. I've been a part of your educational program, too. And the thing is that it's you just don't take an animal home and everything just happens. It's like you got to do a little research before you have a baby, too. You know what I mean? You have to know what the animal can.
You hope you do.
But I once again want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for Beauregard. He's just a joy. I just can't imagine my life without him.
Yeah. And it's good to talk to you, too.
Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you so much, Lynn. Lynn Olenek is the executive director of Hawes Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County. Check them out at hawspets.org. Lynn, really appreciate your time. We are coming up against a break. We will be right back after this. Jane and Carol, Carol and Jane on As Goes Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Overcast skies overnight with a low of 33. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast again tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 48. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night, 30. Cloudy. Sunny skies Friday with highs around 43. 48 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
Ragged part-time help, I'm the odd job man. I can't do what
welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Carol, words are hard. Carol and Jane and Carol filling in for Kristen Bry, who remains on her honeymoon. She is alive and well. I got a text from her last night, and then I said, now go away and go do honeymoony things.
Yeah, don't worry about,
think about work.
No, not at all. If you're on your honeymoon and romance abounds, then this is the last place you should be thinking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Good. Well, God, I'm glad she's having fun.
Yes. You are going to be back with me next Tuesday.
Yes.
For the show, and that's going to be kind of our Thanksgiving Eve program.
And can I just say this?
Yeah.
What happened? I know that I was kind of stalled for the better part of this year, but now that I'm a little bit more ambulatory with these new hips of mine, it's flying by. I can't believe that Halloween was almost a month ago, yeah. And then we're looking at Thanksgiving next week.
Well,
so,
and I have neighbors who've had their Christmas lights up for 2 weeks already.
Okay, well, I will tell you this. I do have a tree up.
Come on.
I here's what happened. And this is full disclosure. I went downstairs. I needed to get like a huge pot. I was going to make a big thing of like soup.
Okay.
To freeze.
And instead and you walked up with the tree?
But, well, okay. No judgment here. I haven't known you for 40 years, okay. And you've never judged me, but don't start now.
Continue.
So anyhow, I found this box that was sitting on top of this big pot, and I opened it up, and it was this little 2-foot tree.
Okay.
And it was such a pain to try and put it back. I just said, oh, to heck with it. I'm just going to take it upstairs and plug it in. Now, much to my daughter's chagrin, because she just was absolutely mortified.
Was she aghast?
So I came, but she did make me laugh. She's got a great sense of humor. And Elizabeth was like, Mom, this is wrong. And I said, well, it's up, and that's all there is to it. So I came down one morning, and she had a plastic rat sitting next to it.
Oh.
She said, I'm pulling out some Halloween stuff. If we're going to have, it's... I'm like, okay, fine, whatever.
That was the compromise.
Well, it was kind of a compromise, but also a statement. She made a statement. But anyhow, so I do have a small tree up. It's no big deal. But we have this, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up. And I saw this story and I was just like, ugh. Yeah, now, everybody's got their favorites. Yes, no. I told you earlier I do the Lefse. But right. This is, there's a seltzer company called Bora. What's the name of it?
Is it Ora Bora?
Ora Bora.
Ora Bora.
Yes. And their new thing this season is they have the seltzer flavor is green bean casserole.
That's a crime.
I just don't understand it. You know, I don't. Sometimes in business, it's like those candy corns that they did turkey and gravy and
yes.
Okay, well, I want to be in these meetings. I want to be in these meetings when these people decide that this is the way they're going to go, because I'm going to save you an awful lot of time, an awful lot of money, and an awful lot of effort in putting this stuff together. Because I'm going to raise my hand and go, Carol here, no.
Don't do this.
I can't imagine how much of this they're going to sell. Who's going to drink a seltzer water that tastes like green bean casserole?
But the novelty will work maybe for this first year. You know what I mean? Unless it's really tasty, which...
It's not going to be.
Well, and I love green bean casserole.
Oh,
and
so
I just can't imagine cold green bean casserole... In and of itself does not sound good.
It says it has a sweet, earthy, and buttery flavor, and is like taking a bite of perfectly crunchy, succulent green bean casserole.
Mm-mm.
I'm calling baloney on that. I am. That's somebody who's got a journalism degree, who got a job in marketing.
You have to write this good luck.
You got to make this attractive to somebody. And so I just find it fascinating. Although, you know, it's intriguing enough to me that I might seek it out just to give it a try.
Seriously?
Yeah, you may. When I come in next Tuesday, if I do, I'll let you know.
See, and that's how they're going to sell it, because there's going to be somebody who's shopping to go to Uncle Fritzy's. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pick up a six pack of this just because it'll make them laugh.
Okay, sure.
Right, but as you pointed out. Research and development is very expensive, and
yes.
It's not like it just takes one day where you have the mad chemist come in and put a couple things in a test tube and they come up with this. This takes time.
Well, and in all honesty, I love gravy. Gravy, one of the
perfect food.
Oh, it's the best. And so my former sister-in-law, once when I was over for Thanksgiving, and I'm scooping the gravy and I'm making a puddle, and she goes, that's all I have. Please stop. And I'm like, okay. I seriously could put it into a glass and drink it. But if I'm going to do that, I'm going to actually make gravy.
Well, yeah. You want the real. And isn't that just drippings and flour?
Drippings, flour, broth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I mean, it's not like it's the most complicated thing in the world.
No, it's not. But I should just slather it on my thighs, because that's where it's going to go anyhow. But it's sick.
You were talking about someone's penny pinching, and she was talking about how you should just buy canned or jarred gravy because it's so much less expensive. Is it expensive to make gravy?
It's just, it's more tedious than anything, and it can be a kind of a patchy kind of a thing.
I'm sorry, a what?
Patchy. Like putsy, and can go either way. You can either make really great gravy, or it can be horrible gravy. But I saw this article today about this woman who's trying to cut costs, actually, when it comes to this Thanksgiving, and she's doing more canned things, like canned green beans for the green bean casserole. And so she tested 5 different canned gravies, and she said, my husband wasn't crazy about it, but she said, I'm going to save money if I get canned gravy. And the, not to give a walking commercial, but the one gravy that she said was the best is this gravy you can buy at Walmart.
Oh, wow.
She said nothing against Trader Joe's. I love Trader Joe's, but she didn't care for that. And the Campbell's was okay, and the Heinz was okay. But she said the Walmart gravy in the can was the best that she had tried. It was like $1.70. And she goes, I had plenty of time to save.
Well, we know what Carol's going to be stocking up on heading into next week.
A little
gravy queen.
I'll give it a shot. I'll buy the seltzer. I'll bring it in.
All right, we'll test that out next Tuesday. Stick around. We gotta go to a break. We will be back right after this. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week, and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it.
We did. Well, we're almost done. We almost did it.
We're almost through today. But we did it. We live to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've had Ted Cruz more than once. Once
oh,
in
yes, he has
Wisconsin,
very slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate, he literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids were like, "What, Bobby?"
He was invading lots of bubbles.
Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudy takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen Bryless, Carol Kane, Jane Matinier with you until the top of the hour, and we will be back with you next Tuesday as well. Hope you will join us. Just want to remind you real quickly, download the Civic Media app. It's very wonderful, and you can check out all of our stations all across the state of Wisconsin. And of course, you can always shoot us a text or give us a call at 844-967-2789. I am not on TikTok very often. I am on Twitter far, far more often.
Yeah.
And this came across my Twitter feed yesterday. So this video has already gotten 1.4 million views on TikTok and 1.3 million on Twitter. That's actually from yesterday. It's probably double that by now.
Probably.
So a man from California who allegedly, his name is George, was very upset with his wife, Gonda, who has
desmoplastic melanoma, a rare form of skin cancer, very upset with his wife because while he was golfing, she did not make the jalapeno poppers he wanted when he got back so he could watch a football game. She recorded their conversation. Take a listen.
What are you doing in here in the kitchen?
Man does not live on bread alone. So I asked you to do this while I was golfing, and I come home, and you were sitting on the couch. So apparently, I got to do this myself. So I don't know.
Who eats these?
I mean, who eats them?
I mean, is
probably
it
every American that's ever been born. So I'm eating them.
Okay, and so what's the problem with you making them?
Okay, so today is Saturday. I understand you're waiting for the Alabama game to come on, which is in 10 minutes. But I want to watch that game too. So if you could have done
this. Looks like you better
hurry up. Yeah. If you could have done this while I was golfing, I'd just come home and eat this.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem right there.
What's the problem?
If I could have done it while you were golfing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you expected to go play golf all day and then come home and have your jalapeno poppers all ready to go for you in the game.
I guess in a dream world, yeah. That would have been perfect. You didn't do you just sat on your keister today, right? Because you had a treatment, right?
Yeah.
But I'm thinking that you probably could have figured out how to do what I'm doing right now.
Well, I did figure out how to do it.
You figured out how to do it.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job, so I hope you enjoy them when they're done.
George and Gonda having a little disagreement about who's responsible for the jalapeno poppers. Now, keep in mind, I question whether or not this is true, because I cannot imagine the biggest knuckle-dragging mouth breather being willing to have his spouse tape this and then open him up to all kinds of comments.
Well, I question it too, but yet at the same time, I'm not going to say that that's not possible, just because of the fact that I have seen on social media and TikTok or Twitter or whatever, and we've talked about this a little earlier this morning, and it's like, what are you thinking? Why are you even posting this? It is nothing but defamatory towards you, and then we feel badly for your poor wife. And I got a great solution. You know, you can go into your freezer section and they got jalapeno poppers that are frozen, and you dump them out and you put them in an oven for about 400 degrees for about 12 minutes. Knock yourself out there, big shooter. But how does he dress himself in the morning?
Well, that's a very good question. And I don't, if this is real, George is obviously not the kind of guy who is going to put them into the oven himself. You expect me to oven? I don't oven. I'm hoping that they are trying to make a larger point of spouses taking care of each other when they're ill. And the Guardian newspaper, which I think is a really valuable resource.
I love the Guardian.
Did a big story on what happens between married couples when one of them gets sick. So most people, regardless of gender, again, this is according to The Guardian, do not leave their partners when they become ill. In 2015, they tracked just over 2,700 marriages using a study on health and retirement and watched what happened when someone became sick during a marriage. Only 6% of cases ended in divorce. However, the same study showed that when partners do leave, it's normally men.
Oh, wow. Isn't that interesting?
A 2019 study found the strongest predictor for separation or divorce for patients with brain cancer was whether or not the sick person was a woman.
Okay. Now, I have so many questions, and I don't know if you've got the answers, but maybe you can at least shed some light on some of this stuff.
Sure.
Is this one that men just don't want to do it? Is it two? Is it the fact that it's so devastating for them to see their loved one go through it that they just can't bear it and that it's easier for them to leave? Or three, do they just not care? Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
A sociologist from the University of Alabama, Mickey Thomir, studies how gender affects couples when a partner gets sick, says in most couples, people understand they need to support the other, but she says men and women interpret what that kind of caregiving is.
I was just going
to
say that.
So men tend to see their partner getting sick in an almost mechanical way and as a problem to be solved. They can separate out the obvious and immediate physical tasks that result from the illness, but other caregiving requirements are left unconsidered, like emotional well-being and emotional care and, I don't know, housework.
I think you know your spouse, and sometimes this shows you that you really don't know your spouse. I didn't go through any catastrophic illness. I just had these two hips replaced, but I will say this, that Lou, he didn't know what to do. You know, he was just completely stymied in the fact of he followed me around and was just trying to pretend like he wasn't, like he was going to catch me, you know? And I'm like, my daughter actually was the better caregiver because she thought ahead of time, you know, we have to get some groceries. I have to make mom some food. And Lou would just kind of sit there and not really know. What I'm like, I need help. What do I do? And I think that's a big part of it too when it comes to certain spouses, that sometimes they just are stuck. They don't know what to do. Don't you think?
I guess that's part of it. And I don't think that particularly men are necessarily good at asking for help when they don't know what to do. Who do you turn to? Do you call your mother? What if your mother's no longer alive? Do you call another woman? Do you call a buddy? They're not going to call their buddies and say, my wife has brain cancer. What should I do?
Right.
I wish they would do more of that. I think that would be better for everybody.
Don't you think they're just trying to be strong for just strong?
I do. Okay. Yeah. I mean, sure. But I also agree that they look at it as a problem to be fixed.
Okay.
And in an instant like instance, in these instances, this is not something that can be fixed. It has to be dealt with.
Right.
And handled and managed, right?
Well, to be perfectly honest, if this is for real, about halfway through his speech that he does an oven and he really wants to watch this football game, mm-hmm. I would have, sickness or not, I would have had a bag packed by the front door and said, you know what, help yourself out. Please
knock yourself out, George.
I'm better off without you. If this is the way that you are going to be so disrespectful to me, who I'm battling this stage four awful cancer, and you're mad because I didn't make your jalapeno poppers, then you know what? Go. Just go.
Just to recap, in case you missed the top of this segment, there's a TikTok video going around, ostensibly by a couple named George and his wife Gonda, who has desmoplastic melanoma, a rare form of skin cancer, and he was complaining about how she didn't prepare his jalapeno poppers for him while he was golfing so he could come back from golfing and then just have his poppers and watch the football game, even though she had had a cancer treatment earlier that morning. One other thing from some of these studies that The Guardian cited, in cases where caregiving is not necessitated, men will tend to downplay a woman's symptoms, and class her as largely self-sufficient, expecting her to ask for help instead of proactively just giving it.
I wish I could say I was surprised by that, but I'm not. You know, women are the ultimate multitaskers and constantly thinking of other people. Constantly. That's what women do. I think men are a little bit more myopic, and they just sometimes I don't think they see the big picture. They don't see it. And I don't think it's sometimes of any fault for that particular individual. It's just they just don't see it.
Last year, I was considering having some relatively serious back surgery. And when I was talking to my husband about this, and the surgeon had told me there's no BLTs for like 6 weeks. So that's bending, lifting, twisting. No BLTs for 6 weeks. And I told Paul, I said, you do realize that means you are going to have to take care of me. And I got the blankest look. I, honestly, Carol, it was just like, what, Paul? And I love my husband. Oh, what do you mean? I'm going to have to take care of you, honey. I said, I'm talking about grocery shopping and cooking and doing the laundry and all of the other 47 things that, you know,
may have to help me in the shower.
Yes, you will have to help me, you know, get up and down the steps once I can finally do that. And I was not confident. So I
was going to work.
So I recruited a couple of my friends to provide meals because otherwise I thought I'm just going to starve to death. He's going to make boiled eggs for me, which I don't eat, and I will just die of hunger as I'm recuperating.
Oh gosh, that's so funny. I mean, it's just so funny, but I just think that. I think something happens, and you've been married for a while, too.
20 years.
I think, and we'll have to warn Kristen of this.
Don't tell her yet.
No, I'm not trying to tell her. She is on her honeymoon. But the thing is that I think that by the time that when we get married and women start taking over multiple roles, you know, mother, wife, lover, whatever.
Bookkeeper.
Right. Everything, that it just becomes, they fall into a sense of, some men, not all, some men fall into just a sense of complacency that she's taking care of it for so long, I'm not really sure I know how to do that. How do I, what am I supposed to do? Or do I want to do that? Yes.
So there are others speculating that California George is playing a rat in a skit and that he likely wasn't like that when the cameras were off. In another installment on TikTok, wife Gonda, again, who has this rare form of skin cancer, explains Gerald got jalapeno juice in his eyes whilst sitting down to eat his jalapenos in front of the Alabama game. And again, I really hope that this
is fake.
I really hope this is fake. And if nothing else, we'll encourage some conversations between spouses. These things happen.
As we
get older, even when you're younger, and that is something to take into consideration before you say I do to anybody, is whether or not you trust that they will take care of you when things really go south.
Well, and you know what? That's an extremely valid point, because it's a very valid issue to sit and talk about and have a conversation about, because when you're younger and you get married, you don't even think about this.
Ever. No.
I mean, I have had friends whose husbands have made, and wives, so it can go either way, have made unbelievably stupid moves with the money and then have to go to them and go to their spouse and go, guess what? I bought a bunch of Bitcoin, and now look what happened. You know what I mean? So you just have to kind of like, as you stand at the altar, or when, even if you don't, and you are, it's for better or for worse, isn't it? For the most part,
that's what they say.
Except what I said.
For better or worse, but I'm not making your poppers.
And if you get juice in your eye, that's called karma.
Exactly. We got one more break before we head off into the sunset. Please stay with us. Carol and Jane, Jane and Carol, you're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Radio Network.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5. Let's do it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice. Where your mouth is.
about that action.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 33 overnight under mainly cloudy skies, south winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow, highs around 48, cloudy. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow night, lows around 30, overcast. Clear skies Friday with daytime highs approaching 43, 48 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane and Carol in for Kristen Bry, who is on her honeymoon. As always, you can send us suggestions. Sure, you can send us complaints if you want, if you feel you must too. You can call, you can text, you can send an email at asgoeswisconsin.com. You can text us, call us at 844-967-2789. Carol, I want to share with you a text from the 414. Good show, ladies. Carol, you seem so much more relaxed and entertaining on this program compared to that other show that you do. I've been a WAUK convert since summer. I enjoy the informative nature of the station instead of being preached at. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Thank you so much for that. And we really do try not to yell at you.
No, I mean, we got
more information, less yelling.
Yeah, well, there's too many people out there that are yelling and screaming and pounding their fists and things like that. But you know what? I'm having a blast, and I love working with you, Jane. We always have.
Yes.
And it's always been kind of lighthearted and things like that. Now, in my other incarnation, I enjoy that just as well, just because of the fact that it's a whole different thing. I mean, don't we have room for everything? We sure do.
Absolutely.
And that's what choices are all about, in the fact that you can just do, you know, that's why we have like 17,000 Netflix channels, you know? I mean, so we can all pick what we want and we can do what we want and watch what we want. And let me just say this, that if you went to my Netflix history, I'm surprised the FBI hasn't flagged me.
You watching?
Oh, golly. I watched.
Is it all true crime?
Yes. I watched the John Wayne Gacy tapes, the Ted Bundy tapes, all in a weekend, one weekend. The Jeffrey Dahmer tapes, the Green River Killer. I'm like, oh, Carol, what's wrong with you? I was sitting all by myself in my house. My husband was working. My daughter was working. I had the two dogs, and I had complete control, and that's where I went. That's where I went, Jane. There's something wrong with me.
We're such good friends, and we are such completely different people. I would watch Pixar all weekend. I would watch
Abominable.
I would watch, you know, Finding Nemo and Dory and okay. Up, and that's my go-to thing where I like to get away.
No, you know? Okay. Well, and you know what I just watched the other day, and it's a 6-part series, and it's called Helter Skelter. Guess what it's about?
It's about Charles Manson.
I know, but it was fascinating. I know all about this stuff.
Did you read the book?
Oh, God, yeah, I've read the book. I met Vincent Bugliosi, who was prosecutor.
Wow.
I met him in Madison when I was in school there, and I heard him speak, and it was fascinating. And I know all this information, but I don't know. My dark side, Jane.
You are not alone. They wouldn't keep making these things, for one thing, if no one was watching them. And I have other good friends who are just rap, very big true crime fans.
Yeah.
You know, and there's got to be something about
you know how it ends, so it doesn't have to be, it's not too scary, right?
Right.
Because you know how it's going to end.
I wish I could tell you, and that's another part of my personality, too, that I'm not sure that you really are aware of, but I love horror movies. I love scary movies. I love to be scared. There's some kind of elation when it's all over that I'm just like, oh, maybe it just makes me feel alive, but I love scary movies.
See,
love
and I my gore threshold is really low. If it's I can't watch Scream, and that's probably the funniest, I guess, horror movie of them
all.
Well,
it's a black comedy.
But it was so, there's so much fake blood, and I just did the news for too long.
Okay, Pixar lady.
It was all too real to me.
Sure.
So it just, I never found any joy or any release in those kinds of.
My mom was very worried about me growing up because she felt. She found, because when I was 16 years old, and this book was verboten, but I got William Peter Blatty, and I had The Exorcist, and I stuck it between my box spring and my mattress.
Oh, my.
Because I didn't want her to see that I was reading it. But she found it, and she was just very worried.
What's wrong with my child?
What's very worried.
What is she going to do? She's going to not end well. And look, you ended up in radio.
Kind of a cult in itself, isn't it?
Yes.
I didn't travel that far away.
You are going to be with me again next Tuesday, yes, on the 22nd. That's going to be our Thanksgiving Eve program. And Patty Habeck from Feeding Wisconsin is going to join us.
Oh, good.
It's a really important time of year, and I know there's going to be a lot of food drives and everything as we head closer to Thanksgiving. And if you can help out, there are a lot of people who are having a tough time.
Well, and you know, the thing is that I always want to make this statement, and I mean it sincerely. If you can't buy the turkey, and if you just can give some kind of monetary donation, there is no amount of money that is too small. You know, if you have, you know, a change bin and that's what you can part with, then that's great. $5 or a couple bucks. It all adds
it
up.
Does.
And it really is. The need is so extraordinarily great, especially now.
Well,
especially now.
And I think especially for seniors and,
oh,
people,
gosh, yeah,
and for people who are living on fixed incomes and for kids. You know, that's who I would hope that we would think about when we talk about things like, mm-hmm, this. So Patty Habeck is going to be joining us from Feeding Wisconsin next Tuesday in from 11:30 to 12 noon. And then, are you familiar with Truly Remarkable Loon?
No.
He is a juggler based in Madison. He has been juggling for 47 years.
Really?
And started out, from what I understand, kind of just as a street performer, and then made this his career. He has traveled all over the world. He's traveled everywhere.
Juggling,
spinning plates, juggling axes, and he is hanging up his axes.
How fun. That's charming.
Next week. He's hanging it up. Next week, he's got one last show that he's going to be doing. So he is going to join us next Tuesday from 1:30 to 2 o'clock. And I can't wait to talk to him.
I think that's fascinating.
Isn't it?
You know, it's like we were talking about a little earlier, too, about magic and magicians. And it's such an interesting thing to be able to do sleight of hand like that, or to spin plates, or, and whoever thinks, I mean, seriously, you want to look at him when he was, go back and see him when he was like 10 and go, what are your goals? I'm going to spin plates for a living.
One day, what? I'm going to be the world's greatest plate spinner. They'll remember me.
Yes,
Truly Remarkable,
yes.
Loon.
Exactly.
So join us next Tuesday for,
absolutely,
that. When I emailed him, I wasn't quite sure how to address him. Is it like, hello, Mr. Loon? You say,
is that his name? No, that's his nick. That's his.
I have not found an actual moniker for him except for TRL.
Well, then I guess it's Mr. Loon.
Truly Remarkable Loon.
That's what we got to call him.
All right. Well, Carol Kane, thank you so much.
You bet.
For sitting in with me today.
Charming.
Dan Schaefer is going to be back tomorrow, and then we have Philip Morris coming in Friday and Monday, and Carol will be back with me on Tuesday. You've been listening to As Goes Wisconsin, Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Stay close. Coming up next.
Now don't you ever be sad. Lean on me when the times are bad. When the day comes, I'm going down, baby. In a river of trouble, and I'll pass the ground. Just hold on. I'm coming.
Fear
you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the